gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
I don't like Mondays. Hey, everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Non-Stop. Happy Monday to you. February the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Joining me in studio, as always, for the last 300 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny Scott, what's happening, my man?
Smart Remark 33 at Twitter.
You know why it's Smart Remark, right?
Because Kramer and the letters are all jumbled up.
What's Remark backwards?
Kramer.
Kramer.
Hello, Newman. Sitting to Jeffrey's right and your left, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, sports writer Rob Mish. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. Hey, Kingsley. So, so it's Monday, day before Valentine's Day. Football's over, so we're going to have to improvise.
Terrible, right?
Here. I said, so empty without football.
This weekend was so weird without football.
I know. I almost wanted to bet on the Grammys. I was like, can I bet a tie between Adele and
Beyonce?
And the Queen Bee. I love that they call her Queen Bee. Did you see the song about her being pregnant with twins?
Parts of it.
I just wanted to slip my wrist.
Yeah, I can't watch too much of that stuff.
Yeah, it's tough.
It was really
apparently
rough.
Though Adele winning Album of the Year was an upset over her Lemonade. Beyonce's Lemonade album was supposed to win.
Yes,
there's a little controversy there.
Controversy.
African American artist not winning Album of the Year. In general, over the last 10 years.
He's the guy from Chicago. What's his name? Question mark and the Mysterians. that's from the 70s. that street kid, Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper.
He became the first artist to win a Grammy by streaming his album only.
That's true.
Yeah. He was best new artist, and he won, I think, not rapper of the year, maybe?
The only thing I liked was he said he was from Chicago.
After that, you heard nothing.
After that, it was like, oh, sit down. Oh, sit down, Chance the Rapper.
Good for him, though.
Johnny, your announcer. There's no Jewish rappers.
MC Mordechai.
MC, is there?
No. Yatis Mahu.
What's that guy's name? Matisyahu. I love him.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, he's really good.
So, speaking of Jewish rappers, I saw Marty Allen on Saturday. 94
Hello,
years old.
Jonathan.
Hello there. Hello there, Marty Allen. I was with Michael Politz, who's producing John Lovitz and Dana Carvey. A shout out at the SLS. If you haven't seen Lovitz and Carvey, go see them. They're hilarious, of course, from Saturday Night Live. I was disappointed with Alec Baldwin on Saturday night.
I didn't think he was that bad.
The only thing I thought he was funny was the Trump stuff. And McCarthy was hilarious.
She does...
You're very busy over there, aren't
Spice.
You?
Spice. Better than... She does Spice better than Spice.
That was so good. It was so good with it. Went to a couple new restaurants that you've been to before. Bertaglia. My first time at Bertaglia on Eastern Avenue in Henderson. Shout out to Chef Carlo Pellegrino. Boy, what a pork chop. Not her. The pork chop with hot peppers? My God. Ooh. Really good.
They just got done rebuilding that restaurant a truck went through the front door.
I don't know how that happened after being there. I couldn't see how a car would go through the window there.
He was heading up.
I guess you couldn't start
Eastern,
a flood, as they say in Chicago.
Went right through the parking lot.
Eastern, but it's down.
I know. Listen, this is Las Vegas, man. I tell my friends back in New York, you haven't seen people drive like this. The things they do with cars... In broad daylight, with beautifully paved roads.
It's unbelievable.
And they're flipping their stuff all over the place. Yeah. Old ladies in Summerlin in their Mercedes. It's unreal. Meanwhile, you're driving in New York, bumper to bumper on the BQE with potholes and construction. No one hits anything.
Nothing beats a cab ride through New York City.
The best.
That's an adventure all in itself. Anyway, telephone number here is 702-365-9200, 365-9200. We're going to be talking a little bit of baseball. Jim Gemma is going to be giving us a call in from the 51s to talk about the Cubs exhibition game. Cubs are playing the Cincinnati Reds, and I think that's March 25th, 26th, something like that. We'll get the date here. Huh? Well, let Jim tell us. Huh? Is that what you're saying? Bobby's saying, let Jim tell us. What the hell? Valentine's Day coming up, if you're not too busy.
Tomorrow.
Here's a couple of things to talk about. 10 best Valentine's Day restaurants. I like Charlie Palmer's Steakhouse at the Four Seasons. They've
you
got a special going on.
You cannot beat that deal.
Yep. There's a special going on at Charlie Palmer's, but you can also get the cut of the week, which is amazing.
Which is every day.
You need reservations. 3-course steak dinner with bottomless wine. bottomless wine.
And how much is that, John?
That price again is $58, Jeffrey. $58. Call Charlie Bobby's Steak. Radio guy. We used to work at another station where there was
in
a
the
guy,
break.
At the half hour break, he would do sports and weather, and he would talk like radio guy. And we just picture him going home to his wife. Hey, honey, what's for dinner tonight?
I think that's awesome. Voice. Cut off.
So I like Charlie Palmer's Steak at the Four Seasons. You know, valet parking, and you're right there. Yeah.
They have a Valentine's Day special, $155 for a couple.
Yes.
Where you're going to get a seafood platter to start off with, a Chateaubriand, cheesecake and strawberries for $155 a couple.
I love it when you speak French.
And you're in the Four Seasons, this beautiful property. You pull right up your valet, you walk right in, and it's unbelievable.
Top of the World at the Stratosphere is a great, another romantic spot.
Chef Rick.
Chef Rick Giffen, executive chef up there. If you want to see Las Vegas from all sides, the restaurant spins around if you don't have vertigo. Italian American Club has a special going on for Valentine's Day also, IAC on Sahara, just east of Eastern, with live entertainment. Special menu, go to Italian American Club. Google it. St. Valentine's Day is free at the Mob Museum tomorrow. If you're a local and you're a resident and you want to go see something about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, another Chicago stalwart holiday, you can go over to the Mob Museum. I believe it's on 3rd Street. Downtown. And our friend Clint Holmes, who might be dropping by, and Kelly Clinton Holmes are reading Love Letters, play at the new Space Theater on Cavaretta Way. I call it Gary Cavaretta Way because it's our friend Gary Cavaretta. You met Gary.
Probably.
Yeah.
When?
On our Friday show. We do a Friday show, Facebook Live, at noon lunch show, which is catching some traction, as they say in the business, because we have so much fun on Friday. Because we can eat and drink over there.
And we do.
We can't eat and drink here, but we can do it over there. So if you're on Facebook, if you got a question or something you want to talk about, give us a buzz. Here's Big Dog's Valentine's Day menu. Tuesday, February 14th, from 5 to 10 p.m. while supplies last, surf and turf. A half pound of jumbo snow crab legs served with drawn butter. I like when they draw the butter. For surf and the turf is a petite grilled filet of beef tenderloin over Marcella mushroom cream sauce, served with green beans, almondine, and baked potato. $28. Sinful 7 cake. There are 7 reasons this impressive cake is so tempting. First, intensely chocolate cake. Then rich chocolate cheesecake and white chocolate mousse. Next, chocolate icing finished with chocolate morsels, chocolate curls, and chocolate rosettes served with raspberry coulis?
Coulis.
In Italian, that means ass.
Well, yes, it does.
$7. All pictures of Big Dogs. Yes.
In Italian, it's culo.
Culo.
So when you get like the big Italian dinner and there's a loaf of bread and you want the end, you say, give me the culo.
Give me the culo. All pictures of Big Dogs, brews, and bottles of wine are 50% off. 50%. Rob, where do you like to go? Restaurant, if you're looking for a romantic restaurant.
Charlie Palmer's tough to beat.
Yeah, you like that one.
Yeah,
right?
I really like it. Easy in, easy access, easy
parking.
That's
what I love
about it. It's fantastic, yeah.
There's not many casino/hotels on the strip that you're going to be able to get in and out of that easily.
Yeah.
And the lobby of the Four Seasons is beautiful. That little bar right there.
Oh, yeah, and the staircase. A lot of people take pictures in front of the staircase over there.
Sure.
702-365-9200. Wine Club. We've got a big wine party on Wednesday.
Yes.
Talk about a great gift for Valentine's Day. You can give Wine of the Month. You can go to our website at VegasWineLovers.com, VegasWineLovers.com. I think we should give away a membership sometime soon. You know, like 1 month free or something.
Are you going to tell them where the wine tasting is on Wednesday?
I'm going to have them contact me at 702-883-1111. That number again is 883-1111. Yeah. Drop me a note. Leave me a message.
I think we should tell
them. I never answer the phone, so you can leave a message.
Tell them where it is.
No. I don't want to. No. It's going to be Wednesday. It's going to be a great little location. Very convenient for everybody to get to.
Absolutely.
Yes, you'd have to be blind not to find it.
That's
a clue.
Very cheeky.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. We have them almost every Wednesday night. But it's really a wine of the month club. So if you want to give somebody the gift of wine, you can do 2 bottles or 4 bottles or 12 bottles. They can be red, they can be white, they can mix red, white. It's artisan wines.
Not artisanal?
I don't know how to say
it. It would be artisan wines
artisan
or artisanal wines?
Yeah.
Not artisan
wines.
Well,
we don't want a controversy here, do we?
No, we do not.
No. All right, so Rob, you want to talk about UNLV hockey?
Boy, UNLV hockey, yeah, there's a new one for people.
I love how he asked the question.
How about
you
want
to talk about UNLV hockey?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's they're under the radar, but they're a team to follow. They're a club team. They've been around 11 years. They have a coach who took over last season. His name is Anthony Vignier Greener. He goes by Anthony Greener. He has
with Vignier in the name, you know
Greener.
He's a hockey player.
He has, exactly. He played at UNLV a few 2 years ago. He came in, and there's a whole new administration, and these guys are on fire. They're 28-7. It looks like they're going to get a first-round bye for the ACHA National Tournament. They're going to be able to dodge the West Regionals, go right to the Nationals in 1 month in Columbus, Ohio. This is a team to follow and to put your heart around. They played their last regular season home games this past weekend. Saturday night, they blew out Cal State Northridge.
Where do they play their games?
They play at the Sobey Ice Arena up off North Rancho behind the Fiesta.
I never even knew that there was a rink there.
There is. They do a lot of youth stuff there, a lot of club stuff there. And what's really cool is their rise the last 2 years under this coach, they've been fantastic. They lost in the West Regional final last season. Now it looks like they're going to dodge the West Regionals, go right to Nationals.
How come locally they're not getting more play in the media?
I'm curious. I'm actually doing a magazine piece on them coming up here in a few weeks.
For Seven Magazine?
This one is, yes, it is. It is. And the cool thing is their rise coincides with the NHL coming to town. So this is a little known fact, but the Golden Knights are building their practice facility up in Summerlin.
Correct, right across from downtown Summerlin.
Bill Foley just told UNLV Hockey that they're building a separate dressing room
just for them
for UNLV up in Summerlin, and that's where they're going to be playing their games once that thing is up and running. It'll seat about 1,500, and it's they're a fantastic story.
Why only 1,500? I mean.
They'll draw about 500 on a really, really good night. But
really?
It's passionate people and they're
loud.
I think
you're going to see a lot of families that are hockey fans, maybe transplants from the East
Absolutely.
Coast. That are going to want to take their kids
right.
in Summerlin
right.
to go see some games.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to get more than 500.
And here's a really quick trivia question. Who's the first team to play the first hockey game at T-Mobile? That would be UNLV.
It's not the Golden Knights?
That would be UNLV last October, and they won. There was about 2,500 people there, and so they got the prestige and honor of playing the first hockey game. I think it was Arizona State. They wiped them out, and
So I'm curious, who are some of these other teams that they're playing? Are those also club-level teams?
Yes, yes. They're about a middle of the road. ACHA has three divisions. They're in the middle division, Division II. Next year, they're moving up to Division I, which is a very big deal. That will put them one rung below the NCAA big boys varsity. They hope to be in the NCAA top echelon
2-3 years
within about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And so
and they would play in the Mountain West. Is the Mountain
there's
West
no
there's
Mountain
no
West,
hockey
no.
out here, right?
Hockey is a different bird.
So I grew up on the East Coast, yeah. So I know like anything from Minnesota East,
yep.
You know, your Michigans, your Michigan States, your Duluth,
right.
Those teams.
Right, Rensselaer, Polytechnic.
And obviously where I grew up, you know, ECAC,
yeah.
Big East Hockey, Boston yep. College.
Right.
Obviously the Bean Pot.
And for what it's worth, UNLV beat Boston University twice this season.
What?
Yes, they beat Boston U twice. So there you go.
The real Boston U team or the club team?
There you go.
Which Boston U team?
Probably the lower one.
I'm going to guess.
But
Coach Parker isn't losing to UNLV.
Right, but still, that's quite
it's unbelievable.
A notch for UNLV.
I actually need to do some research on that because
yes,
that's pretty impressive.
Yes, you do. It's a great story. So I'll be writing about it in Vegas 7, and there'll be links to more information about the whole thing.
What did you want to talk about? Badminton? No, you want to talk about the Raiders. Did you have something on the Raiders you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, there is some news coming out. You and I have been texting back
yeah.
and forth for the last week or so.
Yeah.
You know, the sudden crumbling of this relationship between Sheldon Adelson and the Raiders. And
at least outwardly, what the appearance
subsequently,
is.
Subsequently, Goldman Sachs.
Right.
But today, one of Adelson's people, I can't think of his name. I'm sure you're familiar with him, in the RJ today. Said how the Raiders were going behind their back and doing things without letting them know. They submitted their proposal
right.
for leaving. No mention of Adelson. No mention of signage on the building. No mention of UNLV. Is Mark Davis doing like some dirty deeds behind the scenes?
I don't know exactly what the true nature of what's going on there is. You know, I think ultimately there was no way Adelson was going to be a part of this thing going forward. There's no way the NFL is going to allow a casino owner to be in bed with the team, whether it be with the building or the running of the franchise. So I think it was just a moment where Adelson at some point was going to jettison, pull the parachute, and this just happened to be the moment where he used it to his advantage to say, hey, this isn't right. Who knows if it actually was not kosher. What went on? Did Mark Davis go to a $1,000 poker game with two $1 bills? I don't think so. I just don't think
so. I don't either.
So.
I don't either.
I think
Is it possible that Adelson is just sitting on the sidelines and waiting for the deal to come back around? You know, you listen, smart businessmen, billionaires,
right,
don't leave free money on the table.
Right.
$750 million. And he knows what it would mean for his legacy to bring the NFL to Las Vegas.
Sure.
And his children. I don't see him just walking away.
I just don't see any part of the equation where it was where the NFL would have okayed his participation being a flat out de facto casino owner. I just don't think so.
We're gonna take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBET 920 AM. Stay right where you are. Professional baseball team of the Pacific Coast League, AAA affiliate of the New York Mets, will celebrate their 35th season in the Silver State during the 2017 campaign. 51's organization have the proud distinction of being the longest enduring franchise in the history of professional sports in the state of Nevada. Las Vegas AAA baseball was born on April 10th, 1983, before a crowd of 10,622 at Cashman Field. Joining us now from the 51's organization, Jim Jemma. Jim, are you with us?
Jonathan, Rob, and Jeffrey, thanks for having me on. I'd like to thank Bobby Machado for playing the stick song leading
yes,
in.
Yes, agreed, agreed, agreed.
So, what are the dates? When are the Cubs coming back to play the Cincinnati Reds?
Well, Saturday and Sunday, March 25th, 26th at 105 at Cashman Field. We're really fortunate to have the Cubs coming back for their 13th straight season, but obviously this year it's a very special year because it's their first World Series championship and 108 years, and the remaining tickets went on sale today at noon, and we are officially sold out both games.
Oh, Robbie, you got a question for
yeah,
you?
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Rob, how's it going?
Very good. Pine tar right around the corner, huh?
Yes, definitely.
Hey, Jim, I'm curious. You've been such a mainstay there. Through your years, has there ever been any, like, diamonds in the rough, any maybe players that have been under the radar who you kind of saw develop and maybe you saw them do something where you thought, boy, that person, that guy's going to be a winner, he's going to go somewhere, and they did? Any kind of diamonds in the rough that you've spotted over the years that have really taken off?
Well, you know, Jacob deGrom can kind of be in that position. You know, he came up from Double A a couple years ago, and he was under the radar the whole time because they had Noah Syndergaard and Matt Harvey and everybody else is being mentioned but him. And he came up here and pitched really well, and then look what happened. He's the most recent one. You know, we've been through a few affiliations. You know, Yan Gomes was here with the Toronto Blue Jays when we're affiliated with the Toronto Blue Jays, and he's turned into an excellent major league player. He was with the Cleveland Indians this year, so he comes to mind also.
Well, Chris Bryant's back, same for Anthony Rizzo, John Lester too. Even 1908's back in the picture. That's the last time the Cubs won the World Series. So how exciting, you know, to have the Cubbies come and play in here in Las Vegas. That's just awesome.
Well, our ball club here has a great relationship with them, our organization. This can't be made possible without the LVCVA's efforts. They bring the teams in. You know, obviously the teams have guarantees to come in, but there's also signage in Wrigley Field for Las Vegas, so it's a great relationship. And then to have Chris Bryant, one of the superstars in Major League Baseball, actually from here, you know, he'll be here hopefully health-wise. He'll be good to go next month, you know, with the rigorous season he just had. But he's always looking forward to coming back here and playing in Las Vegas.
Hey, Jim, Jeffrey with a G here. To start the season off, are we going to see any of those stud Mets arms starting here in Las Vegas?
Which stud med arms are you speaking of?
Well, when
we
health,
got so many of them.
When healthy, that rotation is pretty impressive. I didn't know if maybe Harvey is still recovering or some of the other guys, Thor. I don't know how they're looking right now to start the season in New York.
Yeah, their plan is to have Noah Syndergaard's going to open the season as their opening day starter. What I've been told through the Mets is Matt Harvey's looking really good as of Jacob deGrom. He had a little elbow issue. Steve Matz also had a bone spur taken out of his elbow. So there's the four starters there. Zach Wheeler's coming back out of Tommy John surgery. Don't know. They may start him in the pen, but Seth Lugo and Robert Gesellman, who actually pitched here last year, they're kind of going to be the fifth starter, either one of them. And I guess who isn't the fifth starter will go into the bullpen. They should be good to go, especially Syndergaard.
It would be great if some of the local fans got to see a talent like a Steven Matz or even obviously we've seen Harvey here to start the season here in Las Vegas. That's a real treat. Quick question for you. What's the story on Mr. Tim Tebow?
Well, first of all, just to finish that up, we were lucky enough to have Syndergaard here the whole 2015 season. He led the PCL in strikeouts. So we had Matz for most of the 2015 season also. I should say Syndergaard was in 14, where he led the PCL in strikeouts. We would love to have Tim Tebow here because, obviously, from our standpoint, we would sell a bunch of tickets. What I've been told through the Mets with the Instructional League, he's great with the players. He's this incredible guy. You know, it's tough when you pick the game back up at 29 years old. He was an excellent high school player. I think, not speaking for the Mets, I'm not with the Mets, but all these guys are employed by the Mets. I think their grand plan is to have him start in single A St. Lucie in the Florida State League. And, you know, hopefully something will progress as far as our end. But, you know, this PCL is a great league. Rob's covered it. These guys, most of these guys have been in the major leagues either on the way up or the way back. Up to this year with getting the Golden Knights, we're always the closest thing to a major league sport. The PCL is just a great league. So, quite frankly, I just don't know how Tim would do against this pitching right now. I think he's going to have to just work his way up. I know I had a long answer, but we would love to have him here at some point.
Hey, Jim, what do you know about Pedro Lopez, the manager who's been earmarked to run the squad? You know a lot about him?
I know, you know, we have a lot of correspondence with Binghamton during the season because, you know, we have a lot of guys from their team come up here through AA. But, you know, he played with the Las Vegas Stars briefly many moons ago when they were with the Padres. So he has played in the Coast League. I'm really happy for him after 5 years at AA Binghamton. He's done a really good job there. Spoken to him a few times. You know, he's really excited about coming here because you know, most of these players, he's already managed in the AA level. So, you know, he's really excited to be here. You know, he's not going to be a deer in the headlights about the PCL. He's played in the PCL. So I think what we have coming here back from last year, and the Mets have an excellent farm system, it should be a good team to field come April.
And, Jim, how has the relationship with the Mets been? I know there's quite a distance between AAA and the parent squad. That might be a little unusual, but has it worked out pretty smooth? How would you view it?
It's been fantastic. Next mm-hmm. to having the Dodgers here, the Mets is the best affiliate we can hope for. There's so many Easterners here in Las Vegas. Every night we see Mets garb. We have a great relationship with Sandy Alderson and the Mets front office. You know, they've been here for Big League Weekend twice since we've been their affiliate. So they would not do things like that unless we had a good relationship. As far as the PCL, I know we're 2,500 air miles away, but there's so many flights into JFK, LaGuardia, and even Newark. It hasn't been that big a deal as some of the New York media want to make it. There's been times where last year they were in San Francisco, the Mets, Dodger Stadium. They were on our side of the time zone. It was easy to get players there. So that's happened about a half dozen times over the last 2 or 3 years, even being west of the Mississippi in Colorado, even playing down in Texas. So it hasn't been as bad as the New York media wants to portray it out to be. When you have nonstop flights, because we're Las Vegas and that's New York, it's not that bad at all.
Jim, have you had a chance to see the Mets' top prospect, Ahmed Rosario, the shortstop, play yet? I've been reading on this kid, and it sounds like he's a real stud.
Well, we're sitting here, lack of a better word, we're foaming at the mouth. Hopefully he's going to come here out of St. Lucie in spring training. He's our projected starting shortstop. He's the number two. He is the number one prospect in the Mets system, number five overall in all of minor league baseball. We're going to have the number two prospect here, too, at first base.
Smith.
Dominic Smith had 91 RBIs last year. He's actually from L.A., so I know he's looking forward to playing here in Las Vegas. So having those two guys back, it looks like we're going to get T.J. Rivera back, unfortunately, for him. Great for us, but not for him. But
exactly.
T.J. is one of the nicest guys you ever want to see. He's a really good player. What a great story that was last year. He performed really well, and if the crowded outfield continues, we could have Michael Conforto here too in April. Again, that's not good for Michael, but it's great for us. What a class guy! He's a Steve Boris. That's his agent, Michael Conforto. We feel here he can be an all-star at some point. So we're gonna have some really good players here.
I'll tell you what, if Rosario is what everything I'm reading he is, you have the makings of another.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Another Jeter here in both size, yep. Hitting, yep. Flashing the leather, everything.
Yeah, we're hoping he's going to, he's going to be with the big club all the spring training. So hopefully they're going to sign him here. They may bring him in Double A for a while, but we're hoping player development doesn't do that. But that's their call. We also have Gavin Cecchini, who's an excellent player. You know, in theory, they would move him to second base. We even may have Matt Reynolds back, too. So Kevin Plawecki may be our starting catcher just because of the logjam with Travis d'Arnaud and Rene Rivera. So, I mean, we're going to have Brandon Nimmo's going to be here, too, if there isn't any injuries with the outfielder. So you can see we're going to have really quality players here come when the team breaks camp in April.
Jim, the stuff that I love the fun stuff that you do at the park to engage the community. What are some of the, have you added anything different this year that's just fun for the kids and fun for the family?
Well, obviously the Mets' job is, they're wearing 51's uniforms, but they're employed by the Mets. So anything through the chalk lines, in the chalk lines, it's the Mets. And then it's our job as an organization. That's kind of the ambiance of minor league baseball. They have the firework nights. We'll have those on Fridays, all home games this year. We're also going to have our second Star Wars night. It sounds crazy, but we'll have 12,000 people for that. Then we'll also, for our younger crowd, we'll have our Budweiser Dollar Beer nights back. And this is our 35th season, as you mentioned. We'll have a couple promotion nights tied in with the logo, with hats or shirts. So we'll have four or five jersey nights. Those seem to go real well. And, we can always coexist here with major league sports, especially playing in the off season. We're always our low end ticket's $12, so that's something we'll always have in our favor. It's a great night out to watch us play.
Jim, I've been to a ton of games. I love what you guys do at the stadium. Quick question, certainly you've been following the story of the possible relocation of the Raiders to Las Vegas and what's been going on with Adelson and Goldman Sachs pulling out. I couldn't help but notice Mayor Goodman mentioning the possibility of putting a stadium where Cashman is. Could you elaborate?
A stadium for what? I'm sorry.
For football.
In all due respect to the mayor, I don't think that's going to happen because designate that site out by the Mandalay Bay.
Oh, really? I was under the impression the city owned the site.
Oh, you're talking about the Raiders stadium, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they already kind of looked at a couple primo sites out by, the Mandalay Bay in that area. This is a really good area right here as far as acreage. There's 50 acres. So, I mean, that's all to be determined, hopefully, once we can get a new ballpark.
Hey, Jim, I know Washington does the Racing Presidents, Brewers, they do the Racing Snossages and all that. Have you guys ever thought about doing the Racing Icons, maybe getting Sinatra out there, a Racing Elvis, a Racing Sammy Davis?
That's great.
That's
ever
pretty good
that?
Idea.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of been bandered about in the past, but I know our game entertainment folks are always looking for something new, so I know that's kind of been brought to their attention a couple times over the years, so we'll see what happens this year.
No 10% finder's fee for me, huh?
No, that is a great idea, especially having like a rat pack, kind of racing each other would be kind of cool.
Kim, I want to appreciate you taking a minute to call in. We're going to see you hopefully out there at the Cubs exhibition game, and we'll do some live stuff from there. Again, Jim Gemma from the 51s.
Thanks,
thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. That's Jim Gemma of the 51s. Cubs All-Star Weekend is March 25th, 26th. Great guy.
Yeah, oh, not only a great guy, but for sports fans here in town, you're not going to get a better bang for your buck than a night at Cashman Field.
$12.
That's what I'm saying. The hot dogs are reasonable. The beers, the peanuts, it's all reasonable. It's close. It's local. Come out. Bring the kids. Bring your friends. Always a good time. And you will see some real talent.
You're going to see some names who are going to be in the bigs. Like a couple years ago, people who got to see DeGrom pitch here.
Sure.
Well, he's now an all-star. And
well, DeGrom and Syndergaard
absolutely.
And Matt and Harvey.
What did we see last year? We were walking past the batting cage and you were...
Oh, Cespedes. It was the Mets and the Cubs. And Johnny and I were coming in from the parking lot. And I guess the batting cage is right there by the fence. Man, you heard this crack, crack, crack. I go, John, that's no joke. I look in at Cespedes, it's just mashing balls.
Yeah.
Mashing balls.
It's great. You can use your ears to separate those guys. I mean, they tear covers off. It's really special.
You don't hear a crack like that. Like, it's just unbelievable.
And even in the majors, you know, it's really unusual to hear just a certain violence.
That was the violence.
Yes.
Like, he's in the upper echelon of guys that when you hear that crack off a wooden bat, you know it.
I heard that with Harper when he was 17 years old, and it was just, wow, watch out.
Your boy Harper was in town this weekend promoting the Golden Knights.
He sure is. Yeah, he's got his stick out there.
I know.
Lefty. Yeah.
Good for him. I like it.
Yeah, it's real neat to see.
Don't like the name of the team, but I like Bryce backing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Name of the book that Rob wrote is called The Last Natural, available on Amazon. If you want to read about Bryce Harper and some of our guests, Rob Mish's book writing. I don't know what I'm talking about. We're gonna take another commercial break. I know we're going to do that. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on KBAT 920 AM. Stay where you are.
And had it bad, just to root for the hometown crew, every tool, Katy Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop, a touch of nostalgia, going back into the past, forwards into the past. Yeah, one of our friends, Lucky Lopez, runs this Las Vegas Auto Sales, which is located right next to Treasures. And Lucky's running a new promotion. With any car that you buy, you get a free lap dance at Treasures, which I think is just a blast. Buy a car, get a lap dance. What a great promotion that is. Just a reminder for Big Dog's Draft House Valentine's Day menu, Tuesday, February 14th, tomorrow, 5 to 10 p.m., while supplies last, Surf and Turf, half pound of jumbo snow crab legs served with drawn butter for the surf and the turf, a petite grilled filet of beef tenderloin over Marsala mushroom cream sauce. Sounds yummy. Only $28, served with green beans, almondine, and baked potato. Baseball has been very, very good to me. As they used to say in Saturday Night Live. Let's do a little breakup and see what's going on, shall we? Let's
a breakup? You want to break up already?
I want to break up. I want to break up. I want to make up. Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon, third season. First place in National League Central. National League champions, World Series champions. Training town is in Mesa, Arizona. Again, if you want to jump in the car, you could see some great teams, some great games. 4-hour drive to Phoenix, Arizona. It used to be Hohokam Park. Now they're playing at Sloan Park. I haven't been there, so I can't comment, but Hohokam was just a blast. First workout is Wednesday and Saturday. Right-handed pitcher Wade Davis, John Jay, right-handed pitcher Koji Uehara. Koji Uehara.
From Boston.
He's out of here. Center field Dexter Fowler, gone. Jorge Soler, gone.
Where did Soler go?
I don't know.
Anyone know? That's
Jason Hamill, gone. Travis Wood, gone. David Ross, I think, retired, right?
Yeah.
Trevor Cahill.
He's going to be in the Cubs front office.
Oh, yeah. They
special kept the job with him.
Ross, he's going to be an advisor with the team. Mm-hmm. Listen, he's great in the clubhouse. The guys love him in the clubhouse. He's a leader. They respect him. And look how he finished his career. He went out on top.
He's got some ties to Vegas. He played AAA ball here probably 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
Ross.
So, yeah. So
speaking of Travis Wood, Royals are about to sign him for 2 years.
No.
This just in on MLB rumors.
A couple of intriguing questions. Cubs are a legitimate threat for baseball's first repeat World Series winner since the New York Yankees in from 1996 to 2000. 1998 to 2000.
They won three straight, correct.
No, most valuable player, Chris Bryant, Bonanza High product, leads a deep lineup that could be even better if Kyle Schwarber, the Schwarbs, could put together a full season. Rotation is also in good shape, led by John Lester, Jake Arrieta, and Kyle Hendricks, just 24 years old and coming off a breakout season. Chapman left in free agency, but the Cubs bolstered the back and a bullpen by trading for Davis and signing Uhara to a $6 million deal.
By the way, isn't Uhara like 40? 41,
is he 41?
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Opening in center field, where Jay and Albert Almora Jr. could split time after Fowler signed with St. Louis. Mike Montgomery's the favorite to jump into Hamill's slot in rotation. Leadoff spot in the lineup also is worth watching. Cubs begin spring training in great shape for their title defense. Gentlemen, what do you say?
How do you not like them again? I mean, this team is just lock stock of talent from top to bottom. Now they've gotten the monkey off their back and the pressure of breaking the curse. You know, it's like when Boston won in 04. And then winning almost, I'm not going to say came easy, but they won 2 and 3 shortly thereafter in the next, call it 7 to 10 years. So,
boy, they sure had to fight for tooth and nail last season all the way to the end. I mean, that really tested them. It's cool that they really had to bust out. And that was an ultimate test, but they sure did lose a lot. They have lost some big names.
And what about the Cleveland Indians?
I was just about to go there.
Unbelievable.
Terry Francona's fifth season as manager. 94-67, first place in American League Central. American League champions lost to Cubs in World Series. Their training town is Goodyear, Arizona. Goodyear Ballpark. They play first workout Tuesday and Sunday. Lots of changes going on, going camping. Indians are all in the season after making the World Series for the first time since 97. Cleveland intends to get back and finish the job this time. Seizing on that momentum, the Indians were aggressive in free agency, landed one of the biggest prizes on the market, signing Encarnacion.
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 Cleveland did?
Yes. $60 million.
From Toronto?
Yes. $60 million. Three-year contract.
Yeah.
The richest for a free agent in club history.
Yep. He's worth it. He's a beast.
And they're 6-1 odds to win it all. I like him a lot.
And if they can stay healthy in that rotation with Kluber and company, you know, those guys weren't healthy when they played the Cubbies in the World Series. And Francona still took them to 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tito. I think he's the best manager in the game. He does more with less than anyone I've ever seen. Very Belichick-like, actually.
Yep.
But, yeah, I love Cleveland this year. And their farm system is ranked in the top 10 as well.
For sure.
What about your Bo Sox, buddy?
They're favored along with the Cubs to win the World Series. One and two. They picked up some guy named, Chris Sale from the White Sox. So you have Chris Sale and David Price, two lefties at the top of the rotation.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's my friend Cy Young Award winner Rick Porcello behind
that. Were talking before airtime. Yankees made a pretty good pickup, a guy who likes to hit lefties very, very well.
Chris Carter's a big boy, like 6'7", big.
He's from Vegas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
And, well, he's playing in that bandbox in Houston, smashing balls there, and Yankee Stadium is going to be just as friendly to him with that short porch in right field.
For sure. And Pesky Pole will be his, too, in Fenway. You know I was going to say that.
Thanks for reminding me, Rob.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Yes, Pesky Pole will be his friend, too.
You've been a little too high since that Patriot victory, so I had to bring you down just a notch.
Listen, I appreciate that, you know.
So here's who's playing in Arizona. You got the Kansas City Royals, the Texas Rangers, the L.A. Dodgers, Chicago White Sox, Seattle Mariners, San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants, Arizona D-backs, Colorado Rockies, of course the Cubbies, Oakland Athletics, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Milwaukee Brewers, and the Reds and Indians. So 4 hours, you jump in the car, you could go see some great baseball.
Jonathan, you made that trip a year ago. What did you find? How'd you like it?
I loved it. I went and saw a Texas Rangers game. I've got family in Phoenix. Great time, great fun. Went to Old Scottsdale. Had a couple of brewskis, and it was a great day. Hooked up with some friends from Chicago. They were in for like a week. They went to games every day. And one of the guys we were with was an ump. My friend Mark Wilhelms from Chicago has a family member that's, I think he's a Wilhelm.
Oh, cool.
That's one of the umps, I think, for the Rangers. I think that's why we wound up going to the Texas Rangers game. And then,
what do you mean an ump?
Like, an umpire.
Oh, not for the Rangers, for MLB.
Yeah, for Major League Baseball, but he was at that game. His assignment was the Rangers during spring training.
Well, hopefully he can call balls and strikes better than most of the guys I see out there.
My, oh my, you're brutal. You're brutal today. We're going to take another short commercial break. Coming back, Vegas Nonstop, KBAT, 920 AM.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh.
Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop, Basketball Jones, just in time to talk about the NBA All-Star Game. Clint Holmes.
The NBA All-Star Game is this weekend?
It is.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans, because it's not in North Carolina. Or right. Where was it going to be?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a controversy?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Good call.
Yeah, thank you.
What was that all about?
The whole bathroom
transgender
thing.
The whole thing.
So that's why they moved it to New Orleans?
It was a little bigger than that.
Where sex doesn't matter?
Where sex isn't a crime? So are there any controversies, except that Westbrook is not in the starting lineup?
Wait, that's already been announced?
He wasn't top five voted.
He wasn't voted in.
Right. Okay.
But I think Steve Kerr's going to have a hard time keeping him off the court. He's only averaging a triple-double for the season.
Yeah, but I think Clint's right, and I think that's the whole deal. It's crazy.
If you're voted in, then those are your starting
five? Top five. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I want to see KD and Westbrook on the court together.
I do, too. So
after
it's
the streaming match.
Who are the guards then? Steph and...
Oh my
Who's the other guard if Westbrook
Harden.
Isn't?
In the West?
Harden. Well,
of
there
course.
You go. That's pretty tough. Yeah.
Kind of hard to argue
tough.
With that, but how do you keep Westbrook?
What was the story we talked about on Friday, and who was banned from Madison Square Garden?
Oh, Oakley.
Oakley.
Good Lord.
And then yesterday, the Knicks played at home in a nationally televised game against San Antonio, and there's Jim Dolan sitting on the court with Latrell Sprewell and Larry Johnson grandmama.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Yeah. That's a mess.
That's horrible.
That's my team. I'm a Knicks fan.
I know you are.
And they're a mess.
That's why I brought it up.
And by the way, what Dolan has done to the culture at MSG over the last 15 years is deplorable. And I'm not siding with Oakley because I thought his behavior was terrible. Yeah. It was handled very poorly.
Oh, ridiculous.
And Dolan, I just read an article this morning in the Post on how the employees working at MSG, they really are scared for their lives. They're afraid to talk to people about anything because Dolan is so... superstitious about leaks and things like that.
Wow.
And he'll fire them on the spot.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad for Carmelo, too. I do. I mean, come on.
It's kind of hard to feel bad
for
Carmelo.
I think he's a good guy. He's had a good career.
Right?
You know, he's had a good career, but he's just.
Maybe he'll go to Cleveland and play with LeBron.
Well, you guys want to talk about NCAA at all? Didn't you have some stuff you want to talk about?
Yeah, but I'm curious about Clint with his with his Knicks. When you go when you were a kid, who was your idol? Did one just stand out and blossom over everybody?
Well, when I was a kid, I was a Lakers fan because I lived in L.A. I lived in L.A. I was a Magic Johnson fanatic. The Knicks, I live both places. For the Knicks, my daughter, this is one of the reasons I always liked the Knicks. My daughter, who was the only one of my three kids who was a sports fan at all.
Brittany.
Neither one of my sons could give
I know Brittany.
Nothing. But Brittany was a sports fan. She thought John Starks was so cute that she would actually sit with me and watch games. So I sang the national anthem at Madison Square Garden, and I bought her a Starks jersey.
You hate singing the national anthem.
Huh?
You hate singing the
I do hate singing the national anthem. This was back when I...
But when the Knicks ask you to play at MSG,
right?
You don't
and
say
so
no.
And so we went early. We went to the game early. I'd say Brittany was maybe 12, 10, something like that. And I had the Starks jersey in there. They warm up, and then they come... off the court to go back into the locker room, and I made sure we were in there. And so Starks comes by, and I say, John, this is my daughter Brittany. She's such a fan. Would you mind signing this shirt? And he froze for about what seemed like a minute, probably 5 seconds, and looked at her and looked at me. And I'm thinking to myself, if you don't,
SOB.
He signed it. He signed it for her, and she still has it in a frame in her room. So, so that's why I'm a Knicks fan.
It's a great story. It's a great story. But it's sad to see what's going on in New York right now because. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Celtics fan, but I know diehard fans in New York are Knicks fans.
Yeah.
They're Knicks fans.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite romantic restaurant in Las Vegas?
My house.
What? well, I know you're appearing in love letters. Answer. We've been talking about
I'm
love
doing
letters
love letters,
space.
Man. It's, that's going to be fun. My favorite romantic, wow. I'll have to think about it. Call Kelly. Let me call Kelly.
she'll tell me.
Did you rehearse for that, or you just read it blind?
You read it blind. We rehearsed it last night. I just got home last night, and we ran through it. And there are French words in it, so I'm glad that we didn't, because we would have gotten to that point. He said, why don't I just say... Sous bois foie gras chevalier. So at least we got the French pronunciations right.
That's tomorrow night at the Space. Anything else to talk about?
My new record.
Can they get it on Amazon?
It's 24th. I'm going to come on that week.
Rendezvous,
and it's coming out, and it's going to be very exciting.
Any sports stuff you want to talk about? Last minute?
No, I mean, what did we talked about the NBA All Star game?
Spring training, baseball.
Yeah, spring training
starts today.
Yeah, spring training starts today.
Dodgers
are looking good. Dodgers are looking good.
They play in Arizona.
Yeah, and the Cubbies are going to repeat.
Yeah, that looks.
I don't get any argument in here, do I?
No,
I don't think the Cubbies are going to repeat.
We had Jim Gemma was on. I want to thank Jim Gemma from the 51s.
Chris Sale.
That's right. They
David
picked up
Price.
Chris Sale.
Rick Porcello, pitching wins.
Okay. I like the Red Sox, by the way.
Do you?
I have several. The Dodgers are my team, but I have several other teams that I kind of pull for, and one of them is the Red Sox.
How many seconds?
40 seconds.
40 seconds.
It's going to be weird watching opening day with no Poppy.
Do I watch what? You watch college basketball?
I'm a Maryland fan. Trimble.
Mellow Trimble. I like him
a lot. I think they'll be in the tournament. I don't know that they can go too far.
But. How about Gonzaga, number one?
Yeah, how about
26-0?
Love to see him go undefeated. That would be awesome.
I want to thank Jim Gemma for calling in from the 51s organization. Clint Holmes for dropping by.
Al Giroux, I miss you. That's what I wanted to say. Al Giroux, I miss you.
Loss. Al Bichur is doing a tribute. That's why he couldn't be here today. He was invited. Rob Mish.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Eat well, party hard.